In last year's presidential election, both President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney said they wanted to tie the minimum wage to the cost of living. Right now, California's minimum wage is $8 an hour, and that's more than the current federal minimum wage of $7.25. But the purchasing power of the minimum wage has dropped 20% since 1967. Dr. Alec Levinson is a labor economist at USC's Marshall School of Business, and he says almost all economists agree that any minimum wage should match up to inflation.
It's kind of silly the way we have it right now. If we just indexed it for inflation, then it would go up gradually over time, and we wouldn't get these big challenges around having, you know, large adjustments that take place when you're trying to make up for lost ground all of a sudden.
Raising the rate to $9 an hour would get it closer to inflation, but to match the purchasing power of the minimum wage in 1968, the rate would have to be almost $10 an hour. And Levinson says it's tough to find any economic sweet spot people can agree on.
If you raise it by a lot, then you are pretty much guaranteed that you will be losing some jobs because some jobs will become not economic enough for employers to be able to offer them. On the other hand, for the relatively small number of jobs that might get lost, you have the benefit to all the people who keep their jobs who are then working at that higher minimum wage.
Raising the minimum wage would directly affect teenagers who are paid by the hour. According to the federal government, about one in every four teen employees are paid the minimum wage. Neil Santos started working in batting cages and coaching baseball teams when he was 16 years old. His pay to start? Just over $7 an hour. So, of course, he is in favor of raising the minimum.
Especially as a teenager, you want money to go out with your friends and have that ability to just hang out and have a good time, but you're always worried about the next paycheck or car payment if you're paying for your own cars, you know, so it's hard. It's hard to manage your money at a young age.
The fast food industry would likely see prices go up a bit because they hire a lot of minimum wage workers. But Santos says it would put disposable money in the pockets of young people like him.
If you go to lunch, $9 gets you a meal. $7.25 won't. It'll get you, you know, you have to go into another hour of work, but it's definitely a nice bump up.
And it would be a bump up that would see 15 million people make more money across the country. James Santelli, Annenberg Radio News.